You are listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm Marcy Silman. If you plan to land the Boeing 777X assembly plant, you better get your proposal into Boeing by tomorrow. 15 states are expected to bid to build that airplane, but not all locations are created equal when it comes to building airplanes. Everett Herald reporter Dan Ketchpole ranked the competitors, and he is in the Everett Herald newsroom. Hi, Dan. Based on your research and analysis, who's on top when it comes to duking it out over this plant?
Hi, Marcy. First of all, thanks for having me on today. Based on our ranking, our analysis, and also what we've heard from analysts of the industry, Washington really is the standout leader in all regards, except for the fact that Boeing leadership just really doesn't seem to like the area, especially the unions.
You did not include that on your list of data points, though.
Well, it's kind of hard to put a number on what's going on in Jim McNerney's head.
Yeah. You've got, in this list of state rankings, you have a map, and you've got three states, at least it looked like to me, that were high up on the list. Washington State, actually four. California ranks fairly high. Texas, and then Georgia. Now, Georgia officials, as I understand it, haven't confirmed that they're bidding, but you gave them that high ranking. Why?
Yeah, and actually, I should say that I was double-checking that. I think it looks like the Atlanta Journal-Constitution did have a story this weekend saying that their governor has said that they are going to bid on it. So it looks like they have finally come out and come public with that. But, I mean, just based on what we know, and that's really what we're trying to do with this analysis, not look in the crystal ball and get too clever, but step back and say, well, here's what we know. Here's what the factors that are going to matter. You know, there are going to be other things and how they weigh things that'll change the final calculations. But here's what we can say. And based on that, you know, work climate, existing skill force, accessibility to the sea, right to work, all those kind of things, Georgia has a lot going in its favor. And I think they are going to get a serious look from Boeing.
Texas was also pretty well ranked. Why?
Well, again, a lot of the same things. They're especially, sounds like, are going to make a hard push for this. The one problem that they have, though, is that San Antonio, where a lot of their aerospace is landlocked. And depending on how Boeing wants to build the plane, whether the wings and body are in the same part, and if they go with what they do with the classic 777 now, which they deliver the wings via water, then that's going to really hurt San Antonio's odds because that is a landlocked area.
Well, South Carolina has access to a port and it's got, right to work. Why isn't it higher ranked on your list?
They've already tried South Carolina and it's just not been working out great for them. There's been a lot of ramping up problems, delays of production. And the site that they actually have in South Carolina, it's not quite, even though it's right on the water, it's going to involve some significant infrastructure investment to actually be able to get large, oversized components from the water to where they would want to build this plant, even though it's only a couple miles away from the water. But again, that's not to say that they're locked into the water. I mean, with the 787, they deliver stuff by air. That would involve some more investment in terms of their shipping capabilities, but they're not definitely locked into sea access, but it is certainly a factor.
Now, Dan, admittedly, this is a lot of speculation on your part and many reporters' parts.
Which we said up front.
You did say it up front, but what role does Boeing's history of action factor into all of this?
Yeah, and that's certainly an important factor to consider. With the 787, they did a very similar process where they put this out to bid, and again, people at the time said, well, Everett's got everything you're looking for. Why are you looking elsewhere? And based on hindsight, it looks like they probably were planning to build it on Everett, the 787. But what they were really looking for was where they're going to set up their second assembly line. That is probably not what's going on here because from the analysts I've spoken with, what they've told me, despite the large rush to order this plane up front, they don't see the sustained demand for this plane like we have with the 787 to warrant two production facilities. So they expect that Boeing's going to end up, there'll just be one production facility for this plane. So that's what they're looking for right now. I guess the biggest question probably, though, is are they going to build the wings and the body in the same place? And if they do that, that really gives a lot of leverage to the labor because they're dependent on them. They can't kind of pit the wing component against the body component in terms of negotiating.
Dan, I'm sure read more coverage in the Everett Herald and from other reporters around the country. Dan Ketchpole, who writes about this in the Everett Herald, the proposal's due to Boeing by tomorrow. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman with Ross Reynolds.